I'm at the Fawley Hills Steam Fair near Henley-on-Thames, and it is the basically the back garden of Sir William McAlpine.
And there we go. Oh. Right there.
And I've just had a look around his amazing museum. Maybe we can walk across, can we? Go on then, let's go then. Oh, sorry. Just walking across the railway, which will be going on in the not-too-distant future. Keep going, Joe. Keep going, Joe. Not today. Actually. Sorry. Oh, Joe. I don't know where this is going to. Oh, I think it's the actual railway bit. Come on, find the way, then, Joe. Bunting strewn everywhere. So it's Sir William's 80th birthday. Oh, I think that's a cafe. Piling out. Maybe we'll not go there for the moment. Keep going, Joe. We'll go back down here for a moment. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Go on, Joe. Find the way. Keep going. That's it. Just walk up here a little bit. It's terribly muddy. Go on, Joe. Find the way. After apparently a lot of rain yesterday, but I've definitely chosen the right day to come. It's absolutely beautiful now. This is something which I've heard about before and really wanted to come to. And last night, 10 o'clock at night, I was looking, reading some emails, and I saw one alerting me to a blog article on Ian Visits, mentioning that he came here yesterday. Why not? Let's do it. And so it involved several trains and a minibus and stuff, but we made it. I have a place on a train ride booked in about 15 minutes time, which is pretty precious because they sell out very, very quickly. This is on, apparently it's the steepest standard gauge railway line in the country, possibly in Europe. It's quite an experience apparently, so I have my ticket, looking forward to taking that. I'm going to hang around here. It's a lot busier than when I arrived. I came here, I was really lucky to get some help from somebody in finding the ticket office for the railway, and coming down here, and then went round the sort of memorabilia museum that they've got here. Loads and loads and loads of memorabilia from the Great Western Railway. Apparently meant to be one of the best collections outside of the National Railway Museum. Really very, very impressive. Lots of stuff that I could feel, which was nice. The volunteers showing me round were absolutely brilliant. Let me feel lots of things. Sit-in Pullman seats and the like. There were lots of enamel signs and tools used on the railways, and the china and silverware used in the buffets, and oh, just all sorts of stuff. Really amazing that that it's all been kept. And I get the idea that Sir William is something of a hoarder. He just has a bit more space to hoard than I do. Anyway, once I've had my ride, we'll then go up and see the actual sort of main steam fair bit, hopefully the beer tent. I'm getting a bit peckish now. Bell ringing, don't know if that's for the level crossing. Sorry, just slightly distracted. Might just wander back down the path. Thank you.
hang on, no, we're just going to wait here.
Not absolutely sure where I need to go, but